Voice of the community. A teacher spotted Renee Silva's talent for writing when he was just 11 and encouraged him to set up a community newspaper. Renee accepted the challenge and took on publishing Vosta Comunidade, and he soon realized that the monthly newspaper could help his neighborhood. Renee lives on the edge of Rio de Janeiro in a favela, a poor town that used to be controlled by armed drug gangs. Renee's newspaper quickly became a vehicle for protest about the poor conditions in the favela and gave a voice to local residents who were campaigning to make the community a safer and better place to live. But one Saturday morning, Vosta Comunidade was transformed from a small local newspaper into Brazil's most popular source of information. The government had decided to force the drug dealers out of the favela and had sent soldiers onto the streets. Journalists from the mainstream media waited outside the favela for news, but Renee and his team of teenage reporters were in the middle of the action, using their mobile phones to film and take photos. The Vosta Comunidade Twitter account suddenly had thousands more followers than usual, and Renee's reporting was praised by the mainstream media. More importantly, it started a debate about how the government should help the inhabitants of Brazil's hundreds of favelas. Renee and the Vosta Comunidade brought positive change to the community.